Blog Talk Radio.
Sanford Police Department, line is being recorded, this is Sean.
Hey, we've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy. This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie, like a gray hoodie, and either jeans or sweatpants and white tennis shoes. Yeah, now he's coming towards me.
Okay.
He's got his hand in his waistband. And he's a black male.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Zimmerman is a racist, a child killer. Florida tolerates it. He a wannabe cop, I swear. He dialed 911 46 times in the past 8 years. Six is last year. To know a bad one, never recall. He complained about a black male. Trayvon was buying iced tea and some Skittles. Zimmerman chased him to his death with a pistol. How can you scream self-defense when you had nothing to defend yourself against? The dispatcher told him not to follow. He pursued with a 9mm and called him a fucking coon. A coon is short for raccoon. In the slavery days, that's what they call black dudes. Whoever don't help is guilty. Why? Because he cried for help. His last words was help me. They got a law called Stand Your Ground, which put a 17-year-old young man in the ground. Geraldo said black kids shouldn't wear hoodies. Compare the hoodie to a killer. How could he? Sean Bell ain't wear a hoodie and they still shot him. Diallo ain't wear a hoodie and they still shot him. What's wrong with Geraldo's brain? The Ku Klux Klan wear hoods and nobody complains. Let them keep killing our kids, we have no future. Vigilante shooters, they say since it happened, Skittles made money in stock. My applause. I hope they donate some of that money to the cause. Obama stepped up, so did Al Sharpton. R.I.P. Trayvon Martin. Police Chief Bill Lee justified the murder, then he stepped down from his position. No more further.
Oh yeah, if you just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's, Real Talk Show. I am your host, and yes, tonight is that night where you can get it off your damn chest and tell us what you feel about this bullshit-ass Zimmerman case. Yes, Trayvon, we miss you, man, and we're sorry everything that went down, but it's real fucked up that your death is in vain with all the bullshit that went down in this case. So, I'm just letting everybody know that tonight is a night for you to say whatever the fuck you want to say about the fucked up bullshit that they tried to pull over our eyes. And yes, tonight, every song that we're going to get played will be a Trayvon tribute type song for us to get ourselves together because we really need to come together. So, right now, we're going to our number one battle of the artists, Young and Ready, with their version of what's going down with Trayvon. Fuck the damn system. My bad. Fuck the system. You know I just does it the way I want to.
Fuck
the system. We some kids and these shits we don't give them. Fuck a pig taking hits of the jihad. Young and ready coming heavy, nigga, we rock. Fuck the system. We some kids and these shits we don't give them. Fuck a pig taking hits of the jihad. Young and ready coming heavy, nigga, we rock.
Today no fucks will be given. Most of us are sinning, so please don't judge how I'm living. Girl, what a great ass you have to take off the denim. I'm skipping class to smash you with them, there was no telling. Yeah, but they come on. And all along, I just formed the rap to power to the tips from Megatron. I do this for my dad and mom and all of y'all. Switch your lane, she give me brain, it's like she's just a matter of high. Stop hitting me up. If all you want is favors, every week buying new chips, so that means different flavors. I say fuck a hater, tell them hater, see you later. This is young and ready, we don't deal with the fakers.
Fuck the system, we some kids and these shits we don't give them. Fuck a pig taking hits of the jihad. Young and ready coming heavy, nigga, we rock. Fuck the system, we some kids and these shits we don't give them. Fuck a pig taking hits of the jihad. Young and ready coming heavy, nigga, we rock.
Fill my cup up, roll the blunt up. I'm trying to feel the summer sun, feeling fucked up. I'm trying to have some summer fun, baby, show love. We ain't got no time to worry about the ones who judge. Cause life moves too fast. You either switching lanes or you cruise to a crash. And how much longer do we got on this path? Not enough time to devote to class. So I'm living on the knowledge of my past life. Young nigga too wise, like they asked twice. Giving half of my day to my last night. But steady working my way to my cash right. Look, I'm just trying to do me. But killing on the original, these niggas doing three. Just remember when you see me, you ain't never gonna find another light blue sea.
Fuck the system, we some kids and these shits we don't give them. Fuck a pig taking hits of the jihad. Young and ready coming heavy, nigga, we rock. Fuck the system, we some kids and these shits we don't give them. Fuck a pig taking hits of the jihad. Young and ready coming heavy, nigga, we rock.
Don't you hate when they tell you some bullshit and you forget to tell, I don't know, to press the button to talk? I am so damn sorry. This is my motherfucking fault. Well, that's what we're going to say. If you're just tuning in, I do apologize, but I got so much stuff going on right now, it is messed up. My music wasn't acting right, and I had, if you just listened, that was Young and Ready's Fuck the System. And see, what they're doing is, I think they really don't want me to even say what I want everybody to be saying tonight, because tonight was supposed to be the Zimmerman bullshit-ass case, what they did to Trayvon, and right now it's really fucking with me because they're really trying to keep me shush, hush-hush, and all that bullshit. But if you're still there, I am here, and yes, I am not playing. I had to say it. I'm sorry, but this is just how I get down. They are not going to hush me up. I was pissed off at the whole situation. Now, if you're still out there and you're telling your friends about this, because this is going to be one of those nights where I really want you to get things off your chest, and things happen. Yeah, I went through some stuff, and now we're back on air. And what's been irritating me is that the Zimmerman case, Trayvon Martin, he's been shot, he's been killed, he's a baby. He's gone, but yet and still, this man who did this, they're trying to portray that for some reason, this was not a racial situation. Now, if you feel as though that I'm wrong, make sure you're pressing your one, because we need to get this mess out. Press your one so I can say, I want to talk to you, you want to get it off your chest, you want to tell these motherfuckers that old fat-ass Zimmerman kept his mouth shut because they paid motherfuckers for this shit, because we all know what the real deal was. It was all about that motherfucking paper. But I'm going to go to some of our songs for tonight because I'm trying to get everyone in and make sure that all my systems and stuff are go, because right now there's a lot of attention that I want to come on. You know, this is a controversial show. This is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show, and I don't give a damn what you talking about. I love the controversy. So if you out there and you want to start some trouble, tonight is a Trayvon Martin night, so you know all the songs that we're playing, the songs you may not remember, but they have been out there for people like Trayvon, and this is what's going on. So let me go down to some of that damn old school KRS-One for all you young bucks who don't know. You old coons know, though. We're going to KRS-One and get some of this shit the fuck out. Now you tell me if this was going on back then the way he said it. This is KRS-One. Check it out.
Ruin this for your brain.
Take it in.
We ain't never gonna give this style up.
King Karnov.
This the essence. This the essence. Turn me up a little bit, Fox.
Here's what we gonna do.
Fight.
Protest.
Rebel.
Stand up.
Hydra.
Soldier.
Warrior.
Hands up.
Fight.
Protest.
Rebel.
Stand up.
Hydra.
Soldier.
Warrior.
I'm an activist, you're not going on after Chris. Hate, I get mad with this injustice, I'm attacking this. Looking back at Chris, the streets are back in this. Real talk, real walk in New York, we're not acting this. This is not a rehearsal either. This is for the real, I'm trying to inspire our next leaders. I used to hold heaters, yeah. You can see that on my first and second album covers right there. But I blew up and grew up quickly and realized to my surprise, yep, God picked me. Or more like kicked me, and I woke up. The rest of these so-called rappers just poked up. I read books and got my hopes up. Right around the same time the West Coast was looked up. I was no duck, no sucker, no punk. 6'4 with the pump, taking no junk. Straight leg jeans on, mostly leaves on. Nylon tape, got my BBDs on. Bally's, Nikes, BK's, Adidas, Izod, Polo, Fila, sneakers. When I was growing up, the biggest gun was a 22. Today, guns will take the ground from under you. I'm just doing what any son would do. His face was what faced in me and you. So who's teaching our children? Who's really reaching our children about leaping and building? This weekend, I'm willing to cease with the killing. Stop the violence, we're gonna teach that to millions. Blood keeps spilling. How we living? The judicial system would collapse if we started forgiving. Thugs keep feeling revenge, envy, anger, greed. That leads to the prison you live in. You wouldn't believe what I've been in and what I've been through. Forgiveness is better than revenge. Don't let it in you. You gotta learn to love them too. You gotta learn to love your enemies and your friends too. Cause hate will end you. Love defends you. Please take heed to the light that I send you. Stand clear of the evil that men do and women do. Let God live in you.
Fight.
Protest.
Rebel.
Stand up.
Hydrate.
Warriors.
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 Let me tell you about STD. That Stop the Violence STD. Back in the building, chilling, KRS-T. Dr. King did his thing and made us free. Now you acting like you don't know. Oh, you hard. You selling coke right there on Dr. King's Boulevard. Your soul must be really scarred. I know this pinnacle lyrical syllable must sound really odd, but I'ma spit it to you anyway. I'm a revolutionary every day. The struggle, that is every day. Black history, that is every day. What's the message that it conveys? It ain't selling, yay. We gotta maintain freedom every way. Grandma told me there'd be better days, but in the long run, to my young ones, crime never pays. There's better ways. With knowledge, you are never dazed, never confused, never a slave. Your home is never a cave. You the light of your world against the mainstream machine rage. No cage can hold you. Knowledge reigns supreme. We will be here forever. I told you. Cats looked at me and laughed back in the past. They couldn't see the hourglass. Time ran out right on their ass. First they were stars, now they struggling with the working class. Major labels that tried to jerk us, overwork us, their CEOs are flipping burgers. Times change, it don't matter how rich you get. When the money's gone, it's gone, that's it. All you got is your respect, your rep, and your intellect. And money can't buy that yet. You gotta earn that, learn that, and live that. After you earn that and learn that, you get back. I spit rap, but really I'm an old timer, an old rhymer, a role model in most miners. I don't spend money on pole climbers. Not first class for my kids on ocean liners. I'm not a token rhymer. I'm a get open rhymer. I blow up like Oppenheimer. Boom!
Yes, if you're new, and that's what I'm saying, like you one of them young-ass babies, you don't know nothing about KRS-One, but that motherfucker was saying the truth years before this bullshit happened. That's how long it's been going on, people, really, and we're going through it every single day. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show, and I am your host, Piss the fuck off at this bullshit that they pulled over our eyes, knowing the fuck that what they were doing. Yes, make sure you tell your friends to make sure that they call in and check us the fuck out, because there's some shit that's going on, and I want you to say it out here. Dial 646-200-0883, and make sure that you're pressing 1 so you can talk to me live or behind the scenes. I'm telling you this because we have a lot of folks say, I couldn't get in. That's because your monkey ass don't listen to damn directions. The instructions was, you dial 646-200-0883, then your bitch ass supposed to press the number 1 also after you done heard it come on, and then right there, when I see it come up, I might say something to your old knucklehead. But until then, just press the 1 and let it sit. You still gonna hear the message, you still gonna hear what's going on, and you can still get in. I just don't want to come to your monkey ass yet. As I was saying, tell all your friends to find us on Craze Radio. That's for Facebook people. And if you're a Twitter person, that you're checking out Christy Love NC, or go to at 747, a.k.a. O. That's how you find anything that's going on with us. Because tonight, it is Trayvon Martin night. We're giving it up for anybody that's out there that has something to say that they're really, really pissed off about this shit. First of all, I'm pissed off that the little ching chong, and if you don't like how I said it, bitch, you know what the fuck I mean. The ching chong comes in with no type of document. How you gonna be professional and walk in with no documents whatsoever? So that's basically, in my mind, the bullshit that they did in here. Also, notice that Mr. Punk-ass, fat, nasty-looking-ass Zimmerman-ass decided not to even speak, not to even say nothing through the whole thing. Probably because his knucklehead dad and them had some money put away to put and say, y'all are going to make sure that this old stupid-ass son, yes, I'm going to make sure I degrade every bit of him because he's walking off. We got an actual true murderer walking around, and all it was because of the money. Now, remember, in this new system that we're living in, if you broke, nigga, white, or whatever nationality you claiming today, because we do have some of you white people that think you're black and some of you black folks who really don't know what you are. Some of you Chinese, you know how it go. But anyway, if you're out there and you honestly, within your heart, feel that everything was right, hey, I'll call in and let us know. But I honestly want to say right now that everybody that's out here in this, that's listening to me right now, if you do not have any fucking money, bitch, you going to jail. That is exactly how it goes. There is nothing, no way around it. It's not who you know, who you be, and all that. You just got to have the motherfucking dollars to say, look, bitch, I killed the motherfucker. Yes, I did. I killed. K-I-L-L-E-D-T. Yes, I killed the motherfucker, and this bitch decided, boom, I got a couple of dollars that I'm just going to put away just so I can kill the bitch. So for $500,000, his old bitch-ass wife, she made it out with no problems on the shit that she had in it. But then his ass gets off scot-free with nothing. Now, I know there's a bunch of y'all folks that was broke as hell, accidentally hit somebody's kid, and I know that's wrong, and I'm not sure, I'm just giving you an analogy. And you have felony charges like out the ass. You saying you got warrants, so you don't even want your name to be heard. You don't want nobody to say or look at you and tell nobody about your name. You got to tell them everything in your mama name because you can't get nothing. But your ass got felony. This motherfucker done sit up here, kill the baby. And what they do? Slap on the wrist. Hey, bitch, it was seven things. You come whoop this little motherfucker ass. That's exactly what you're telling me. And all I got to say about that, that's the bullshit that we living in every day. And they don't understand it. And then you got mothers up there on the jury. Their bitch ass don't even want to put the mother heart in it. They got us going through singing and we going to be something. And we going to give them at least something. But hey, you know how that shit go. Make sure you're dialing 646-200-0883 and that you're pressing 1 so you can talk live and tell this shit that's going on in this fake-ass system. Man, we were slaves. Don't you know that? And they still had the independence and we were still fucking slaves. This ain't nothing for us. Think about it.
What?
What is it good for? Absolute nothing. Say it again. Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show, and motherfuckers, I'm your host. So, tonight is the Trayvon Martin night, and we talking about all the bullshit that went down. But before we go, I want to make sure that you hear this this shit, because there's a lot of y'all out there that really don't know that you should be proud to be black. We'll be back. And make sure you're telling your friends. And we're going to talk about this Trayvon and this Zimmerman bullshit. Yes, you've heard me. And you know how 747 give it. I give it straight up. 100. And if you don't like it, 102. Bitch. Yes, I guess he said it loud as he could say it. If you don't know who that was that damn James Brown telling, you need to be black and proud of that motherfucking shit. Yes, if you just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show, and I am your host, 747, a.k.a. O. For all you new people that's coming on, this is Media Craze, and we get down with the Get Ass Down. Yes, this is an uncensored show for all of you who are new here, and I see a lot of new people that's coming on and saying hey's and byes and all that shit. Hey, I thank you for your ratings, and I appreciate you for being here, for being a true fan and being a true friend. But tonight is the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case bullshit that went down in it. And you know how I say it, I done said some shit that maybe a lot of y'all really didn't like. And I don't give a fuck, because somewhere in there you must have a whole lot of money, and you are on the other, on the wrong side. Nah, I don't want to say other. You are on the wrong side. This was all race profiled from the beginning to the end. They actually had this shit already planned. The first 15 minutes after Trayvon got his ass killed by Zimmerman, they had already said, oh shit, this is what we gonna do. make sure that we have this long-ass court shit. Everybody be out there, get ratings on the damn television. And then, boom, we gonna say, motherfucker, you got off on a self-defense thing. And this, first of all, I'm kind of pissed, because I'm a short man. I got a little stockiness when it comes to knocking a motherfucker out. I'm just saying, I don't have the weight that you would look at a man and say, boom, he just gonna hurt somebody. But jump on him if you want to. But anyway, like I'm saying, first of all, this man Zimmerman was the size of, I don't know, let's say this is a David and Goliath thing if you was in the Bible days. And a big-ass Goliath was a big-ass, fat, pork chop-ass-eating dude with a whole lot of stomach and shit. Now, you're telling me that any boy, first of all, any young man buying Skittles and a tea, he is not a real threat to be killing. I'm just saying, I know thugs and I know hard guys, and they will never, ever just go buy any form of a Skittle. How you could be a hard guy walking around with Skittles? So I'm sure that Trayvon, honestly, was an innocent man just doing what he do at his age. Now, my issue is this. You're telling me that Trayvon Martin's little bitty ass jumped on your big ass and just beat your ass down. Now, you know how much fear a young man that size, and he was a small fella, you know how much fear he had to have in him for to do this to a man of Zimmerman's size? If you don't know, then bitch, you a fat motherfucker. Because us small people know that was not possible. Now, I'm going to the lines because I'm seeing the ones. Make sure if you dialed in, you pressing your ones because I want to hear what you have to say. You have to press the one so that way I know you want to be live. Now, remember, when I go to the music, you can always be on behind the scenes and press your one, and I'll still talk to you because I know some of you some scared motherfuckers and you don't want to be heard. We don't care what your baby daddy talk about and all that other shit. Bitch, get your ass on here and tell us how you feel. Fuck him. He ain't talking about nothing. He probably taking care of the kids anyway. But like I said, press your ones. And with matter of fact, let me go to this on the line. I got a caller here. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey.
And how are you?
I'm fine.
I just want, hold up, let me make sure I'm hearing this right. Because this sounds familiar. Is this Boss Lady?
No.
Oh, okay, well then, my bad. You got a pretty voice too. Well, what do you have to say, ma'am? And can I ask your name?
Thank you. I just wanted to say that.
Excuse me.
All,
this is the 747 AKA O Show. I asked you a question. Can I ask your name?
No.
Then can you give me one? Okay, Becky. How you doing, Becky?
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, tell me what's on your mind, Becky.
Zimmerman, actually, at the time of the murder, he wasn't fat. He was, you know, he wasn't slim, but he wasn't as chunky as he is now. I actually think that they made him gain weight on purpose, so that it will change his whole look, you know, to make him seem more innocent, you know.
Because no, I don't, because, what, not to cut you off, but you said wasn't as chunky, which means he had some chunkiness, which means he
he wasn't chunky. He still wasn't chunky. He was like an average.
When he got his ass whooped, what's average
yeah.
to you? What's average to you?
Average is, like, not your size. You're slim.
What's
so
average to you?
I mean, I
throw a number.
You
said average. You had to have a number. Come on now. This is 747.
Okay, okay,
what's your average number?
Okay. Average is maybe like 180 pounds for a guy.
Okay. And Trayvon was still 16. And how much did he weigh since we got statistics? How much did he weigh?
I have no idea.
Really? So we gonna worry about the other one? Well, let me tell you, he was like 130 pounds, maybe with hot socks full of rocks. That's what his weight was. Regardless of how that average that Mr. Zimmer was, an ass whooping is an ass whooping, no matter what size it is. And he was a big ass dude. And I really don't think, I know me, I'm old and young looking, but I got to the little slimness. But you be 20 and 19 and jump on me, I'm going to whoop your ass. Yes, I said it. Tell your friends, I'm not playing. Jump on me if you want to, and I'm going to show you how a grown man whoop ass. There's no way that you can tell me that this Zimmerman guy whoop this little 16 Skittle carrying dude's ass. But I'm listening.
I didn't say Zimmerman whoop his ass. I didn't.
Yeah, I know you didn't. You talking about this. Nah, he wasn't chunky. Yeah, okay. Well, we still talking about Trayvon got killed. He got killed. K-I-L-L. E-D-T. I'm listening. Tell me, baby. I'm listening. You know I got to mess with you. No. Tell me.
You watched the Kevin Hart movie. No.
Just 747. I don't do the other guy stuff that's lame. I'm listening. Like you were saying.
This is Christy Love, by the way.
I know it is. That's why I'm fucking with your ass, Becky. How you doing?
I'm good, actually.
Yes, and you know, well, in the same thing as Christy Love, the whole situation with me, regardless of the weight, height, and what went down, no matter how it is, a man, a child, because by the earth, while we doing this world and thing, by his age, he was a child, no matter what size he was killed with no form of justice, unarmed, nothing on a self-defense charge.
Yep, it's bad. And do you know, I actually read earlier, I haven't read the full article yet, but they say that George Zimmerman is about to file a civil lawsuit against Trayvon Martin's parents.
Time out. I had to hold up for a minute. You said he's trying to file a civil.
Yep.
This bitch.
So, he really wants to die.
Oh, yes. You like God? Look, I actually wanted to go to Florida. I was trying to go to Florida. Not to do nothing to them.
Yeah.
But I was just hoping that they had one of them looting things, because I did want one of them big-ass TVs, and the first person that shattered that damn window, 747 was going to get him one of them bitches, throw it in the trunk and come all the way back to Carolina. It was said. It's on the air, but hey.
I wanted a, what is those, Apple MacBook? I wanted a MacBook, so.
I'd have got you one. I ain't gonna lie. I'd have drove all the way to Florida to make sure that the company pays for the gas. But I was gonna make sure that I got down there, got you that little Apple shit. Yes, I'd have got you the Apple shit, got me one of them pay up shit, and then got the TV and we'd been straight. I'd have drove all the way back to Carolina for us. What'd you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, but okay.
But anyway. Thanks for showing up and giving
yeah,
your
I
view.
Really wanted, and I just wanted to hit the one.
Say that again, boss.
I said I didn't really want nothing. I just wanted to hit the one. I'm listening to you.
I know. And I appreciate you showing up and giving your view, because you know me, I'm going to fuck with whoever and everybody. But I was glad that Becky showed up. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host. Make sure that you're pressing your ones and that you're dialing 646-200-0883 and that you're pressing one so you can get them words out on the air live and tell me how you feel about this Trayvon Martin bullshit that they had going on with us. And you know how that goes. So, if you're an old coon, I still got to give us the real music that everybody know and love to get us all pepped up, because now it's about to get hot, baby. Let's go and get some of that Public Enemy so we can put our hands up and unite.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch then fight. Come on,
I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear in no stamp. Stamp all the back, you looking for nothing but rednecks for 400 years if you text.
Don't worry, D Hap
was a number one jam. Damn, if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
New shit for all you other folks that want to hear that pump and pump, because you just spent 5 minutes to hear that damn Flavor Flav, old ass Chuck D talking about some fight the power, and I love the message, but hey, it was about old shit, so let's go to something that y'all gonna listen to. And yes, if you heard my voice, it's because I want to sound country.
Crucial Key on the remix. Roll with collage. Yeah. Alicia.
Say what, Angie?
E.
Come on, Angie.
Roll with a sister.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Dylan.
Do it.
He is my king. He is my one. My father. My son. He understands just what I am. He's my man. I'm here to show you. Number love for you. Let a sister glow you. My brother. Brother, brother. Brother.
I love you.
a lot of booty in that song. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host. Make sure you're telling your friends, and you are dialing 646-200-0883, and that you're pressing 1 so you can talk online or live, out live, and say whatever it is you have to say tonight on our topic, Zimmerman, the motherfucker, Trayvon, the baby. Yes, tonight is that night where we're getting all music that's being played tonight. It's about us uniting, about us having power, songs you haven't heard and probably have heard. Your old ass just don't want to tell no motherfucker about it. And yes, we do have some of your old people out there because I'm talking to you right now, and I know who you are, and I'm looking at you. So I just want to let you know, bitch, you old. You know all these damn songs. Now, if you don't know any of these songs, that's cool, because this is a Trayvon Martin night, and you're going to hear these songs, because these songs is all tributes from my heart to Trayvon to let them know, man, we still love you, and yes, they fucked you over all because of your skin. Now, if you out there and you're one of these black men that went through some other changes and everything, you need to call in and say what you got to say, because this what's going on with us. They're trying to take this country over and take it away from the quote-unquote man, and they're trying to make the black man, which is a strong one, they're slinging us away. And yes, us black men, we're all fucking it up too. But still, I'm just saying, you know what I mean. So black men, let's unite. Oh!
Young boys, I had visions of fame. They were wild and they were free. They were blessed with my name. myself immediately intrigued by his dream. It's almost like I knew this man from another life. Like back then, maybe I was his husband, maybe he was my wife. And yeah, the things I don't like about him are fine with me. Cause it's not hard for me to understand him, cause he's so much like me. And it's truly my pleasure to share his company. And I know that it's God's gift to breathe the air he breathes. So is the truth that he is so real. And I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly. Because his light is not so bright, I would lie.
I'm home. This when it hurts to be gone. Two more young names to be carved out of stone. One summer day that went horribly wrong. Got my dog on the phone, crying and saying to leave him alone. But I'm not leaving his side. I know that somebody died, somebody's child. Some people duck down and some people hide. Some people just cannot react in time. Bullets do not choose a victim. It is the shooter that picks them. They just can't wait to get you in the system. The district attorney could use a conviction. Told you no guns and then you didn't listen. Life is so heavy with that on your soul. Dedicate this to Cheyenne and Josh and pour something out for the lives that they stole. 416.
No guns around. I tell you what, if you're just waking up, yes, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's, Real Talk Show. I am your motherfucking host, bitches, and niggerettes, and niggas, whatever name you go by to be derogatory towards you, because that's what they're doing to us, people. They're taking everything and everything that they can about your color, and that's any color, as long as you're not the blue-eyed color, and making sure that you are nothing in this government. Now, my issue that I had with this whole Zimmerman case, yes, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. Whew, had to take a breath on that shit. But yeah, this is the night that we're talking about what you feel on the Zimmerman case and the bullshit that happened to our loving young Trayvon Martin. And I have to emphasize that he was young, because a lot of people still trying to make this out to be a big deal as far as, nah, he was really beating on Zimmerman. Regardless of what went down, this was a child that was killed, and he has, I don't know, no type of justice for being dead right now. It's messed up that these parents that went through all these weeks and all these days of knowing that they may have some form of a case. And for some reason in my heart, I just honestly feel this case was an open shut case from the beginning, that they had already paid off to make sure that Zimmerman punk ass gets off. And the issue I also have, why the fuck everything happens in Florida? Did you remember when we had the elections and punk ass Bush, his old crinkly ass, sits up out of nowhere, boom, the Florida vote, what fucks everything? I mean, I'm sorry, but Florida has some fucked up rules and a lot of bullshit that's going on in Florida. We also had that Casey bitch. This motherfucker, isn't she the bitch that had the kids, killed the kids, boom, out of nowhere, boom, she walking now with no problems. That's some fucked up shit. Notice the color. Not saying this was a racial thing. I'm just saying coincidentally, since don't nobody want to play that card, coincidentally, everybody getting the fuck off happens to be blue-eyed and can walk like they want to. Or just the brothers, and I'll say the brothers because I am a black man for all y'all who don't know. Yes, I know I may talk a little white. But anyway, for us brothers, it's really going down bad, because now we have found out in our face, they have shown us that even if you're young, no matter what goes down, we can kill you as long as we got a little money in our pocket. And that's what went down. He had some money in his pocket, and Zimmerman and his folks, they made sure that they got a little nest egg and paid off. I don't care what anyone's trying to tell me. No matter what, if you have a jury of women, and they all have kids, or most of them have kids, I don't know, we'll say it like that, they have kids. You can't tell me, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this was a self-defense charge. That's just me. You're just a mother. Mothers, be honest with yourselves. If it's your kid, and that happens, what would you do? Now, this is, we're going to the lines. Let me... let me see who it is. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're pressing the one. So how you doing and what's your name?
I'm fine, and my name is Tatara.
How you doing, Tatara? And what do you feel on this Zimmerman case? Let it be known, Missy.
Okay, I listen to your show all the time, and usually I don't comment, but I had to today. I feel like that they didn't try him for the right thing. I think he was found not guilty because he wasn't guilty of what they tried him for. It was the prosecution's fault for not trying him for the right thing and not presenting their case. So if anybody should be mad at anybody, everybody should be mad at the prosecution and not anyone else.
And you're right. And I still say fuck Zimmerman.
You know, it's big that Zimmerman was defending himself. Don't get me wrong, but it was kind of provoked defending himself, you know. He wouldn't have called him, yeah. He wouldn't have had to defend himself, but he was probably defending himself. If the boy had weed in the system, like they say, the boy was probably paranoid. Anybody following anybody paranoid, they're going to jump. I mean, so he probably was, like I said, defending himself, but he provoked it. So therefore, I think the prosecution just tried him for the wrong.
Okay, and I understand that. And I feel you on that. Now, my issue on that, marijuana thing in his system, they can say that, but who's to say how long it had been in his system? You know, a lot of people, they go on, they say it, but they didn't really tell the whole truth. Yeah, let's say he had it in his system, I don't know, 15 days ago. Okay, technically, he wasn't paranoid, but we're going to say that. We didn't say all of it or how long it had been, or did they? That's the issue.
Not that I know of.
Right, but that's how they throw it out at us. They say, oh, yeah, he had this in his system. That didn't constitute nothing that had to do with anything that was going on with the situation with some man following him in his neighborhood with Skittles and some tea, and he just walking through the cut to his house. I understand what everyone's trying to say, but the issue is you walking, you somewhere at your house, and out of nowhere someone decides they just want to keep following you in your own hood. You're telling me that you're not going to be paranoid? It's not the marijuana, I'm just saying.
You know, I'm shooting.
Why? I know you shooting. You sound like a shooter. I'm just saying.
Anybody
in general,
tell me up my job, I'm shooting.
I hear you. I believe that you're right, and I do appreciate you calling in and giving your view because it was a great view. And I thank you.
You're welcome.
You sound so good. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747 AKAO's Real Talk Show. I am your host. And yes, we got those calls calling in. I like to give a mad shout out to Richie, because motherfucker, hey man, we play that music. And I thank you for Fuck the System, because that's our Battle of the Artist winners that, matter of fact, consecutive, they're doing some good things. And I had to give that shout out to him because he's out there making sure that Texas hear everything that's going on with us. Make sure you're telling your friends, and I can't emphasize this enough, because I like to get you out there and say what you have to say. Tell them to dial 646-200-0883, and that you're pressing 1 so you can talk out loud and tell us what's on your mind. This is a great day, and it's the day of Trayvon. And yes, we're going to make sure that we enjoy every bit of this man, his life, because they have really screwed up, in my heart, his death. So let's go down to and get united where we started this unity. Queen Latifah! Girl, get it out. I hope she ain't still dating that girl.
Calling the pitch.
You and I, G-Y. We gotta let them know.
You and I, G-Y.
Come on, here we go.
You and I, G-Y.
We gotta let them know.
The black still low. You know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring crap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block. I had my cut off shorts on, right? Cause it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. Yeah. I turned around red, somebody was catching a rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me, bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you crawling up there?
You and I, G-Y. Days at work give you an attitude and you were rough. It take it out on me, but that's about enough. You put your hands on me again, I put your ass in handcuffs. I guess I felt so deep in love, I grew dependency. I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is you was all the man I had. And I was scared to let you go, even though you treated me bad. But I don't wanna see my kids see me getting beat down by daddy smacking mommy all around. You say I'm nothing without you, but I'm nothing with you. A man don't really love you if he hits you. Yeah. This is my notice of the duel. No more, I'm not your personal whore. That's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good gon' come to you. Did you do right by me? Brother, you ain't.
Who you calling a bitch?
You and I.
Hey, she cut off them damn titties. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747 AKA O's Real Talk Show. I am your host. And if you're tuning in now, make sure you're telling your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and that you're pressing 1 to talk to me live. Yes, tonight we are talking about the Zimmerman bullshit Trayvon case. Yes, Trayvon Martin right now, tonight, every song that we're playing, the theme is Trayvon Martin, so it's only about unity, only about power, only about revolution and redemption, anything that had to do with fucking somebody fucking over because they fucking with us. Yes, that's what's going on tonight. Make sure you're telling your friends also to find us at Facebook or at Craze Radio or Twitter under Chris D Love NC or at 747 AKA O. That's how you get in touch with us on anything that you're looking for, and www.mediacraze.me. I've had a lot of people call in and tell us what's on their minds. Make sure you're pressing your ones because that's how you get your view on, so we'll know really what's on your heart and what's on your mind of how you feel about this punk-ass case that they had going on. Now, I was already letting you know about the bullshit about Florida. Now, you remember also about Rodney King? Rodney King, this black man, got his ass motherfucking handed to him out of nowhere. Bow, boom, 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 ass whooping. That's what happened to Rodney King. And you know what, dude? I really don't understand the justice that, or how that all went down. Just like the same Casey bullshit that little white bitch did. I don't see where the justice went down with that. Now we're going with Zimmerman and the shit that's going on with it. What kind of system is this? Like, I'm still trying to figure out why, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I'm outside driving, I'm just driving, da-da-da-da-da, boom-boom-boom, boop-boom, I run over somebody's kid, God forbid. Now, you telling me, that's an accident. That's a real accident. But the charge that they're going to give you is something like manslaughter. Why? Because you accidentally ran over somebody's kid and they happened to die. That's fucked up when this man had a gun and shot this young boy straight deep in his chest. Boom, point blank, with no problem. And all he had to say was because he was getting his ass whooped. I'm sorry, but I just can't go along with this lie that everyone's trying to run around and everything. And yes, that the last call we had, yeah, that was that damn prosecution. The prosecution, they did some stupid shit. Especially the Ching Chong man that didn't bring no documents and shit. That was some fucked up shit for us to even go through. And it was on TV. That's the fucked up shit. That's something you hide. And no one could make him go get this shit? I mean, I'm just new to all this law shit because I already know it's a bunch of ass white type shit. If you ain't got that dollar, bitch, you gonna get the felony. You gonna get that misdemeanor. There's nothing you can say, no matter how much you say you didn't do it. You could be innocent. But if you don't pay that court cost and all that extra shit, bitch, you are guilty. There's no such thing as innocent until proven guilty. Because right now, there's no such thing as getting your ass whooped, killing a child, and then, boom, you go to jail. So now, people out there, I don't want to say it like this, but if you out there and you got some child, because this is the way they making it seem, you got some child that really irritates you, just go play and walk around behind them and shit, make sure they get mad and shit, and then when they try to jump on you for jumping on them and following them, go pop one on them, because that's the way the system is saying that it's okay. But remember, if you don't have the money, then, bitch, you will see them set them damn jail cells, prison doors, by your damn self. And you know why? Because your color and your money, if it ain't right, then it goes down to the bottom. You're going to catch the charge. Remember that next time your ass sitting around talking about something. Nah, I'm that shit, motherfucker. I'm going to tell you right now, in the court system, the way they handle things, the only shit that you are, motherfucker, is the shit that they let out of. Because unless your pockets is right, you're stuck. Zimmerman, I like to say this out loud. You a bitch. yeah, that damn Michael Jackson. Them bitches don't give a fuck about us. Yes, if you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host, and we're talking about the Zimmerman bullshit-ass fuck him case and poor Trayvon Martin. I'm going to the lines right now and see what's going on with everybody on how they feel. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, and how are you? Who am I speaking with?
I'm fine. This is Angela.
How you doing, Angela? And you have something that you would like to say about this Zimmerman case?
Yes, it was messed up. I was very upset when I heard that not guilty.
Uh-huh.
He hunted that child down. That was not self-defense.
Right.
Because he provoked it. How do you look suspicious walking with some Skittles and teeth?
You can't look suspicious in your own neighborhood. Your house. You going to the house. He's just walking.
And then there's another incident that's out there. The Marissa Alexander.
Oh,
that
okay.
That lady was from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She got 20 years for just shooting a warning shot. She didn't hurt nobody.
Mm-hmm.
It was a domestic thing with her husband, but she shot a warning shot.
Sound like she should have shot that motherfucker and her husband.
She didn't hurt anybody or anything, but she got 20 years.
Wow.
But he killed a child and gets off scot-free.
Really? Yeah, and that's what they're trying to show us, to let us know that, look, motherfuckers, we don't give a fuck what y'all are doing out here in these streets. We gonna do what the fuck we want. We gonna send who we want to the jail, and that's just how the life go.
And you know that Jordan Davis, that was messed up too, where shot in the car and killed him just for them playing their music too loud. So they don't try
what
to
color
use
was
that
color
ground.
And what color?
He was white.
Shut up. Really?
And these
but
were
where was
kids
it?
In a car. Florida, playing loud music. You know kids do that. You don't have to shoot nobody just to tell them to turn your music down.
Right.
I have two sons, so when they go away and go to college or whatever, so I have to be worried about them walking in the street and somebody shooting them. Just because they're black.
Well, at least we know now what we're up against, right, Angela?
Yeah, they have a petition, the NAACP,
mm-hmm.
and people need to sign that so they can do the civil rights case against Zimmerman. I signed
it. My issue on that. The civil rights case, no matter how it's done, there's not any form of justice for his death.
It's not.
Right, so to me it's pointless. The real part that we need is gone now. So me is a waste, not saying it's a waste of time, but I would rather get what we deserve than to just go pacify ourselves. That's just another way to pacify us and let us brush it off and say, okay, we got something. Fuck that. We got this child is dead. By whatever means, he's dead now, and I just feel that civil bullshit is a waste of the parents' time. Win or lose, because there's still no justice. That man's still out here. He's still going to be doing whatever it is. He could do it again. I mean, I'm just saying,
well,
now he done got off scot-free.
Well, you know, I feel like if it was the other way around, if he had to kill Zimmerman, he would be locked up.
Yeah, he would have, and that's just how it goes. So I thank you, Angela, for giving us your view on this 747 AKA O show. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Kiss them babies, because you said they had two. Woo, she got kids, y'all. Hey, this is the 747 AKA O's Real Talk Show, and I am your host. So let's get down with some of that old school music and let you hear it. Now, if you got something you have to say, make sure you're pressing your one so I can get you right.
Yo, World Party is officially on. Brothers and sisters, get your tape decks ready. Yo, World Party is officially on. Brothers and sisters, get your tape decks ready. Yo, World Party is officially on. Brothers and sisters, get your tape decks ready.
There is only one path and one path only. It is the path of relentless struggle. Ah!
to do, so let's show political prisoners, homeless humans, organizations, the various movements that the people in America have some discipline to act on their beliefs, their fortress activism.
Yeah.
Although you are only one person, if the truth you still thirst, well, thirsting makes a difference. By then joining some organization of the movement, let me explain the powers that be. A family of power with old money. Unfortunately, on the souls is a soul sign. And the righteous sight, they are so blind, infatuated with their power and their greed. They don't see that God is the answer. Greed is planted a seed within the souls of the 13 families, drug dealers and the hustlers. All you brothers and sisters that are hustlers, selling crack cocaine to your followers. To me, you're a sellout. And Uncle Tom in the Time Club, dropping bombs, causing confusion, shooting and killing. Drugs and guns supplied by the villain. You're playing the role, putting fear in populations, making us allow the system to protect us, allowing the chicken snake to protect the chickens. Police brutality, claiming much victims. The powers that be may come with their solutions, but trust me, their trees bear no fruit, no. I guess that's why I get spiritual. Spirituality supports reality. No, not Baptist, no, not Catholic, no, not passive, they're reactive. United minds of the Americas, minds of Africa, and the Caribbean, and the Europeans, and the Asians, and Australians. It's not just race, we're all in this together, I say. United minds of the Americas, minds of Africa, and the Caribbean, and the Europeans, and the Asians, and Australians. It's not just race, we're all in this together, I swear. Let's play a game of Jeopardy. What's the question? I try to eat healthy to avoid the cancer. 1 ounce of prevention beats 100 pounds of pure, pure. Ways of living is not hippie-ish. Not white, not black, it's just conscious. Conscious of your health,
health.
Conscious of yourself, health. Instead of being so damn conscious of your wealth.
Or lack of.
Do you know about the Panthers, the Moves Organization, Kwame Nkrumah, the Zulu Nation, or just Nikes and Pumas, and your fascination with the so-called B-boy fascination? If you can, please recycle, even the people in the hood, please recycle. I know it wasn't our fault, but they went psycho. They mean an industry and sex with flex for profit. Traditional societies and islanders, please retain your culture and don't give up. Don't you understand? We must understand this if we want to live in bliss. Word up, it goes. United minds of the Americas, minds of Africa, and the Caribbean, and the Europeans, and the Asians, and Australians. It's not just race, we're all in this together, I swear. United minds of the Americas, minds of Africa, and the Caribbean, and the Europeans, and the Asians, and Australians. It's not just race, we're all in this together. United minds of the Americas. United minds of the Americas.
AKAO show, and we're talking about Trayvon and that Zimmerman bullshit. Tune in, make sure every Tuesday that you're checking out this show, 747 AKAO's real talk show, the most controversial show you're gonna get, because it's uncensored, and you can say fuck, motherfucker, bitch, shit, all that together in one breath and breathe.
Staring at the world through my rear view, just looking back at the world. Another level, you know what I mean?
Multiple gunshots, fill the block, the fun stops. Niggas was calling cops, people shot, nobody stopped. I wonder when the world stopped. Came in last night, two kids shot. Why the whole block staring? I will never understand this society. But they try to murder me, then they lie to me. Brought a cup of John Free, all my homies try weed. Now the little baby's crazy, raised up in the sea. Tell me when my enemies flee when they see me. Believe me, even does gotta learn to protection. Niggas take me into section from near the gear checking. Turn the switch to Western war weapons. Heavenly Father, I'm a soldier. I'm getting hotter cause the world's getting colder. Baby, let me hold ya. Talk to my guns like they fly bitches. All you brothers with the gun. Look at my bitches, now I know the answer to the question. Do dreams come true? Still staring at the world through my rear view. I said now I know the answer. Do dreams come true? Staring at the world through my rear view. They got me staring at the world through my rear view. Going, baby, scream to God, he can hear you. I can feel your heart beating fast, got the time to die.
Get an understanding on the game and what the levels and the rules of the game is. Then the world ain't no trick no more. The world is a game to be played. So now we looking at world from behind us. Niggas know what we gotta do. We just gotta put our mind to it and do it. It's all about the papers. Money rule the world. Bitches make the world go round. Real niggas do what they wanna do. Bitch niggas do what they do.
While we'll be staring at the world through my rear view.
Sorry. The number you have dialed. No, I'm just playing. If you just tuned in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host. And yes, we've been going back and forth talking about this Zimmerman bullshit that went down in the court case. And the Trayvon death, that is basically there was no justice whatsoever in the situation. No matter how they try to sugarcoat it, we all know what it went down, truthfully. We had a lot of people call in and let it be known how they feel. And make sure you're pressing your ones. Tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and that you press one so you can talk and let us know what's going on your heart, what's on your mind. And we're almost out of time. We got but 20 minutes left. And I want to make sure that if I get everyone out here, make sure you press your ones. I want to make sure that if there's anyone else that has anything other than the ones that keep talking to me and they keep talking to me and keep talking to me. We're talking about your new people. I want the new people to be heard and say how you feel what really went down in this bullshit that they did to Trayvon, literally. The bad part about this is that these parents will not be able to get to see their child walk and run again. And we don't have no way of saying to fix that. If they at least given Zimmerman anything, we could at least said there was a little baby justice. Yes, we are the way that we are. We still wouldn't have been satisfied or happy, but not giving him anything makes it a little bit more dramatic, and it makes you kind of scared to be out here really in the streets to do anything. Like, honestly, what can you do? What can't you do? What puts you in jail? What don't put you in jail? What puts you in prison? What takes you not out of prison? I'm like, really, what can you do now? Right now, it's kind of messed up. They're fighting. They have fought for gay marriages. They fought. We're not fighting for the fight for this child's death. We fought for all this other stuff. But we really haven't, no one's doing real protests. Yeah, then Florida is happening. We had back in the day, if something like this would have happened, all us black people would have united. All us white people with the black people united. All us Hispanic people with the white people and the black people would unite together. And we would have came to a justice type of decision. They would have got tired and tired and tired of seeing all these nationalities being together. And that is the reason why stuff like this is going to always happen. Because what they did, they separated us. They separated the situation and made it a race situation. When in actuality, it was just a man scared and he killed a baby. That's just what happened. And I don't care what anyone's trying to tell me. fuck y'all and all that bullshit that you believe in. Zimmerman was a bitch ass. That's why he killed a baby. 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I got big balls! Yeah. That you're dialing 646-200-0883 and that you're pressing 1 to talk to me, your host, 747. This is the Zimmerman case night, and I got a lot of people that's trying to get in, so I got like a couple of minutes. So let me see, can I go to the lines? Hello?
Hello.
And how are you? Can I ask your name, ma'am?
Keisha.
How you doing, Keisha? What would you like to speak on this Zimmerman case? Because you're on the air.
Okay, well, of course, I feel like it wasn't fair. Of course, racism played a big part in it. And justice needs to be served. And again, Zimmerman has filed a lawsuit against the Martin families. I just read it like 5 minutes ago. He actually filed a civil suit against the state of Florida and the Martin family. But he took this child's life, but he's filing a lawsuit for pain and suffering.
See, that's the issue. He better make sure he's hiding up in an outhouse somewhere deep in the country. Because the bitch can't even go to McDonald's now for doing stupid shit like that.
But how can you, what type of pain and suffering did he endure? He didn't go through anything.
No, and the ass whooping wasn't even an ass whooping.
No, no. He didn't serve time. He didn't get in any trouble. I mean, it should have been the open and shut case. The 911 operator told him, do not get out your car. And he still got out and followed him anyway.
Right.
So it seemed like it would have been open and shut right there from the beginning. Once he told you not to follow him, you took it upon yourself to follow him, and you ended up killing this 17-year-old boy. This baby. He was a child.
And you're right. Well, and I appreciate that, Ms. Keisha, for calling in and let us know how you felt about this bullshit-ass Zimmerman fat nasty-ass case. And thank you for that laugh. Yes, if you're just tuning in, this is the 747 AKA O's Real Talk Show. I'm going to the lines. Let me see. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. And who am I speaking with?
This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. What's going on with you in this Zimmerman case?
Well, I don't like it, the way they did the case. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
crazy. I was looking, you know, doing the research and listening at the other viewers saying stuff.
Right.
It don't make sense because it was like they lowered the case about the charges that they had gave them. I'm like, what in the world? That's crazy.
Yeah, it really was. It was me. It kind of hurt my feelings just to see it, knowing that I'm in this type of world that they're doing this in.
That's true. It make you not even want your kids to go outside. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It make you not want to take no kids out of your body and make none.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to put all my, I don't even want to make a baby or nothing now just because of what could happen to my child. I mean, anything
yeah.
now, when something, you remember back in the day when they used to say anything could happen? That's one of those situations. Anything
yeah.
could happen, and it's like it never happened. If there's no justice, it never happened.
Yeah, that's true.
But I thank you so much, Nicole, for calling and let us know how you felt about the bullshit that went down.
All right.
Thank you. If you're just tuning in, tell your friends to check us on www.mediacraze.me. That's online, bitches, for all y'all sucker dummies. And make sure you're checking us out on Facebook under Craze Radio. That starts with a K for all you don't know nothing. Stupid asses. And for all you intellectuals that do that Twitter shit because that's where the money at, you can check us at Christy Love NC or at 747 AKAO. That's me, damn it. So make sure you check us out. And tonight's been a Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin night. Not really a Zimmerman night. Fuck him. But I like to say, Trayvon, we love you, man. And I would like to go to some songs that I don't know, that would do something for us, you know, but I'm trying to take it away from the Trayvon music because now this is our last 10 minutes, and I know how y'all get. So I guess, should I give you something that we haven't heard in a while? I guess I will. So let's take it home. And this is what he did to Trey Martin, people. He was cold-blooded, motherfucker.
Who do you, girl, Baby, 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 baby.
I'm just playing. Hey, you know what I need to say? I'm happy for all y'all that came out for the night. Right now, we're actually off the air, but on the air, because I'm still getting the stuff behind the scenes live. So, if you haven't heard some of these old songs, I'm taking you back to some songs you missed. Here we go.
Without you, baby, so if you need me, if you want me, put it on you, because I love you,
yeah.
Don't you forget it, whenever you need me, if you want me, to put it on you, come on.
Never be a part of me. Mind, body, and soul. Ain't no I in we,
baby.
When you cry, who wipes your tears? When you scared, who's telling you this? Nothing to fear. Girl, I'll always be there. When you need a shoulder to lean on, never hesitate. Knowing you can call on your soulmate and vice versa. That's why I be the first to see Jacob and frost your wrist up. Now you're old man. I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on.
What would I be without you?
Baby girl.